Gaeaf agus Fáilte Rash, good Gaeaf and Clare, coming to Glasgow, an extended edition of the Gaeaf programme with you tonight. And, well, John Lynch is staying with us. Unfortunately, Adrian Sweeney had to leave us. But coming up in the next half hour, we'll be hearing from former Donegal All-Star corner forward Colin McFadden, Dom Corrigan from Fermanagh, of course, who managed Fermanagh and played with Fermanagh, and of course had two sons, a number of sons on this year's Fermanagh Championship team as well. They'll be joining us shortly. But before the break there, we heard from Donegal midfielder Hugh McFadden, who is expecting a very close game in McCool Park on Sunday. Well, Mickey Hart is in his 16th championship year, or 16th year as senior manager with Tyrone, three All-Irelands, and I'm not quite sure of the four or five Ulster titles. And well, he's expecting a tough battle, and he mentioned very much the coming into the Lions Den of McCool Park.
We've met them in a few other places, I suppose, at different stages of the championship, in Ballybuffet and in Clonus at various stages. But I suppose we've never played a game right of this significance and this importance in their own backyard, so to speak. So yes, it is a serious challenge and a new challenge. And you know, we're going to have to be at our best to get the result we want.
It didn't quite happen against Dublin, though it was a great performance. Maybe another step up needed to correct a few issues and impose yourselves on this Donegal team.
Every team's different, and I suppose we really can't compare them to Dublin at the minute. They are, they're a step ahead of everybody and have been, and obviously they're the titles to prove that. So Donegal had a good game with them in Croke Park and ran them pretty close. In fact, I feel could have got more out of that game too. So I think it is levelling up to be a challenge that I think we have to see between ourselves and Donegal, who has made the most strides in the last couple of years. And I think how the outcome of this game will give us an indication of that. So I think that we're both trying to develop our games to a next level, and we know that we need to develop to the next level to challenge at the very top, and this is a stage of that process. I feel very happy to be at this stage of the year and still in the championship, but we would hate to be out of it at the end of the week as well. So it is a serious game, and it is that back to that serious knockout mentality that you have to be very sharp when you're in a game like that. There's no other chances now. Either in a week's time you'll be in the Ireland semi-final, or you'll be gone from the scene, and that's the stark reality that's in front of both of us now at the minute.
Donegal, 21 games unbeaten up there. It seems to be worth an extra 3 or 4 points to them every time they go out in McCool Park.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have that record, they have those wins behind them, but ultimately, and I'm sure they would recognise this themselves, the venue and tradition won't win this game. It'll be how they perform on the day, and they will know that, and we will know that yes, these things can be brought up as historically important or significant, but when the ball's thrown in, there's 70-odd minutes for some team to have played better than the other on that particular day, and whoever does that will win this game. And I don't think that they will be leaning on tradition, and we won't be sort of scared of the tradition that exists there. It's not an issue that we have to deal with. We have to deal with whatever Donegal put on the field and whoever they bring onto the field before the game's over. That's the biggest challenge for us, not the venue. Well, I mean, it's good to have players coming in that are in and prepared to make a difference. That's what you want always from the people who don't start a game. And it's good that there's a real challenge now for places on the team, and there's a real good energy for people who come in, because they really come in feeling like they want to do something to make a difference. And that is an ideal world to be in, I suppose. Not that people are coming on just to see can they get a bit of game time and see what it's like and feel their way into it. They really want to come in and make a difference. And the more people we have in that frame of mind, then the better it'll be for the people that we're able to introduce.
Mickey, obviously there's been some great rivalry with Donegal down through the years, but this obviously is the biggest, isn't it, really, in suppose living memory?
Well, I suppose it's up to, it depends how long you're living. As people would tell you, but 1973 was as big a one as any, and I was living that time too, and I remembered well. But it is definitely bringing the rivalry, I suppose, of the recent past to a new level. This is the most important game we will face off in the championship in my time, for sure. And probably well before that. So yeah, it's caught the imagination of the general public, and I suppose from the off it looked likely that both of us would be vying for the second place. Everybody expected Dublin to win this group, And we probably both believed that with the experience we had in Division 1, we should both be fit for Roscommon, and it turned out that way. So this was really the winner-take-all game, and the fact that they have it at home, that's the one benefit, I suppose, they've got it to be Ulster champions. And so we have to deal with that.
Mickey Hart speaking to the media at Tyrone's press day yesterday ahead of the big game on Sunday. You're listening to the GAA programme with me, Tom Comack, with you until 9:30 tonight, an extended edition of the programme. And coming up shortly, we'll be hearing from Dom Corrigan and Colin McFadden, of course, the former All-Star corner forward. Colin McFadden certainly was a man that tormented Tyrone at times, and I wonder, did he get a call from Declan Bonner in light of his only fairly recent retirement, especially in the absence of Patrick McBearty? Donegal could certainly do with him. But John Lynch there, I suppose Mickey Hart really emphasising just how big a game this is.
I suppose when you listen to his interview, Tom, he's not as usual, Mickey, he's not going to give a lot away, but you know, there's a few points that he made there. That, you know, the coming to the McCool Park is a big factor, and the record that Donegal have there is something that obviously the players aren't going to be considering. But it's still there, Tom. The fact that Donegal haven't beat there possibly in, I think, nearly 8 years is a big thing that's hanging over the team, and that's something that we have to deal with as far as the Tyrone point of view goes. And Mickey has all them things to deal with. You can. And his interview is fine, but you know, we talked earlier about how he fell out with a journalist about learning the pitch. So you know, the pressures are getting to Mickey a wee bit there as well. You can sense the stuff he's talking about. That you know, when it comes down to really setting his team out and getting the players going, Tommy, there's pressure there for us. We have a tough game. You know, this is, as I was saying earlier, I was chatting to lads about football, and this is really back to the 70s or 80s. This is, Tom, this is really like an Ulster final, and the prize is an All-Ireland semi-final. This is a knockout competition for us coming into this match now. So it's a tough one. We're going to have to go in there with all guns blazing, and as I say, it's a very unique situation to go to McCool Park and have to try and beat Donegal with the records they have there. But when you listen to Mickey, he knows himself that these players are under severe pressure to go there, and he's not going to commit himself to it, Tom. But yeah, I know myself, this is going to be a seriously, seriously tough game for us.
Can that become a psychological hang-up for Tyrone? I suppose there's two ways. There's two ways they can really go out and determined to break that poor record and to break that title that Donegal have of it's a no-go area, really, or it's something of a fortress for Donegal football, or they can maybe just give up and say, well, look, the odds are going to be against us, especially if maybe a few things go against them.
Yeah, well, Tom, there's no doubt about it. Me knowing that sitting in a team meeting, obviously with players, you sit through the week and you talk about stuff, I guess. You know, that kind of thing is talked about, obviously, but there's no real emphasis put on it. It's something that comes up, and they might come up once, maybe in one conversation. But you know, whenever players sit down and see that, you know, they compare it to, like, nowadays in this modern day era of the way football's covered, Tom. People look at maybe soccer clubs, how home advantage is such an advantage nowadays. That can come into their head, but I still don't think there's going to be a lot of talk. Personally, Mickey will not be talking to the players a lot about it, but it's going to be there. Look, Donegal, Tom, will be going out. This is not a Donegal team that has set this record. You know what I mean? So these players will not be too concerned about the record, Tom. The bottom line is the team that lands out against Tyrone on Sunday is a new team. As far as the record goes, and throwing it out there, obviously, to beat Donegal, number one, to get ourselves into an All-Ireland semi-final, but to beat the record, Tom, I would say, to knock them off that pedestal of being unbeaten, I don't think it's going to be part of their psychic. But, Tom, look, records are there. There are things to get, you know, records, and these things are set up there. You know, they're there to be beat, and you know, as I say, 8 years of an unbeaten record, it's an amazing, amazing achievement for Donegal to be able to do that in McCool Park. But as I always say, look, records are there to be beat, Tom, and sure, sure, who better to beat that record than Tyrone, really?
Yeah, and Colin McFadden, you know, there's much emphasis on this McCool Park thing, yeah, and Donegal's great record there. Is there maybe too much of an emphasis?
Hey, how are you, Tom? Sometimes I think you can read a wee bit too much into these records. You know, the players will not be looking at it, and if you look at the Galway beat Kerry there a number of weeks back, and it's the first time in 53 years, so as John was saying there a second ago, those records are there to be beaten, but I had hoped maybe it'll add a wee advantage to Donegal, but the fact that they're Ulster champions too, hopefully give them a little edge going into the match on Sunday.
Did you feel running out on McCool Park that you had a better chance of winning than maybe running out in Healy Park or Clonus or wherever?
I think when we started out, we kind of mixed bag. When we played McCool Park, we lost to Down, we lost to Derry, we lost to Antrim, and for the 1 year in between, it was only in the latter years then we started to be very hard to beat there, and I think it carried on into league and championship games then as well. And I suppose the longer it is there, it gives you that wee bit of confidence, but that's all it gives you really. Like, and you know, once that ball's thrown on Sunday, it'll just seem like any old, and you'll have to go out and win your individual battles.
I mentioned to Adrian Sweeney earlier, I just realised it it was more by accident than design, but I had two right corner forwards on from Donegal tonight, two All-Star corner forwards as well. Did you get a call? Obviously in the absence of Patrick McBearty, you might slot in there.
I think there'd be a better chance of Adrian getting the call than me at this stage now, but Patrick, and he's a massive, massive loss for Donegal now on Sunday, and they're coping well. I suppose they did well in the last two games without him, and the lead by games from Mike Murphy, I think, playing as sharp looking as he's ever been. But they'll need a big performance from the likes of Jamie Brennan again and Michael Langan, and Ryan McHugh, and these boys to chip in and give them a hand out.
Well, the fact that I know they played Roscommon and they played Dublin without him, but this is seen as a crunch game. Will that have an effect on the players, you know, that they know that Patrick isn't there and he's worth 4 or 5 points in every game, and this one is going to be, as Hugh McFadden says, a very tight margins?
Yeah, well, I suppose maybe you could factor that in, but the fact that we're able to get the two games and the two reasonable performances against Dublin and a good performance against Roscommon will give them a bit of confidence moving on, making the big scores in all those games. But I suppose it's good to have those two games under the belt without Patrick, and you know, obviously it would have affected them early on, but hopefully that's put in the back of their minds at this stage.
And Dom Corrigan, thank you for joining us tonight, and thank you for waiting patiently as well. Looking on as a neutral, I suppose for man to man can really be neutral when it comes to Donegal and Tyrone.
Ah, yes, no doubt about that, Tom. Everybody's looking forward to it. It's as John said there earlier, it's a massive game. It's like, you know, an Ulster final of years ago where you're straight into an All-Ireland semi-final. It's I think where Declan Bonner wrote in the paper there yesterday, you know, there's a ticket dangling there in Ballybofey on Sunday that, you know, there's an All-Ireland final at place there at stake, I feel, you know, whoever comes out of Ballybofey on Sunday will win the semi-final as well. I'd be confident that the winner on Sunday will go to the final. So it's a massive, massive game for both teams. Ask me who's going to win it, Tom. I would be going for Tyrone, and the reason I'm going for Tyrone is I know Colm understated maybe the loss of Patrick McBearty. I feel McBearty's loss is going to be massive on Sunday. He's an outstanding forward. You know, for me, he was a shoe-in for an All-Star. Maybe he might still get one. But I feel that the Tyrone defence would have found it difficult to deal with Patrick McBearty in Ballybofey. He's a big game player, and he was in the form of his life. And I think it's going to be a massive loss for Donegal. And for me, that's going to be a big, big key point in deciding this game. The other thing, from the Tyrone point of view, I was in Healy Park. I watched them. I don't know if John would agree with me on this. I watched them against Dublin. And for me, that night, there were five or six of their key players didn't perform. And for them to get out of Ballybuffet on Sunday, Mickey Hart needs a big, big performance from those boys. He needs a big performance from Peter Hart. He needs a big performance from Matty Donnelly, from Niall Sludden, from Colm Kavanagh. All of those boys, in my opinion, were way off the pace against Dublin. And it was only when the likes of Kieran McGeary, Mark Bradley and a few of those lads came on that Tyrone rallied in those last 10 minutes. But, you know, when you got as close as you did in the finish-up, you tend to gloss over a lot of the stuff that went on before that. But knowing Mickey and Gavin Devlin, they would have taken stock of that. And Tyrone cannot afford to go into Ballybuffet on Sunday and have those key players underperforming. Because if they do, they don't have a chance.
So do you expect to see changes in the Tyrone lineup?
I would feel that Kieran McGeary is certainly pushing very hard for a place. He made a massive difference. And being involved in club football in Tyrone, Kieran McGeary is one of the top players in Tyrone. I suppose the fact that he didn't hold down a place in the early part of the year was he was away in London. I think he was doing a PGCE over in a university. So he missed out on a lot of the early season stuff, which probably came against him. Made a massive impact against Dublin. I'd expect McGeary possibly to start. Ronan McNamee, there's a doubt about him at full back, but they always tend to put Patrick Hampsey onto Michael Murphy, so it'll be interesting to see you know, what to do with that. But Tyrone are not coming down with the real quality defenders that they had on those All-Ireland winning teams, you know, the likes of the Conor Gormleys and the Ryan McMenamins and, you know, these great man markers. So if Donegal had McBertie there, I feel it'd be a massive plus. I know that McNeillis and Murphy in there the last day did very well against Roscommon. Hard to judge just how they'll go against a much better and a much tighter and well-organised defence as Tyrone are. But I just feel that the Tyrone's great organisation at the back, and I think Mickey will put the gun to the head to the players who underperformed in Healy Park against Dublin. And I think you'll see a far, far better performance from the likes of Donnelly, Kavanagh, Peter Hart, Niall Sludden, all of those players. And if those players deliver, then I think Tyrone could be on their way to an All-Ireland semi-final.
Colin McFadden, do you expect to see any changes in Donegal? The team has been fairly settled, obviously, in the absence of Patrick. You know, Oran McNears has come back in.
Yeah, you probably expect probably something similar to last year. I suppose the word is that Owen Barnes will be struggling, but probably expect Dean McGee to come in. They probably kept him fresh to last year against Roscommon to come back in now against Tyrone this final game. But I'd expect him to line out much the same now.
Yeah. Neil McGee normally plays well against Tyrone more than yourself. I know he lost out for the Ulster final because of getting sent off in the semi final against Down and really lost his place. Would you be tempted to use him anyway?
Neil McGee?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I think his experience next day, especially against the likes of Tyrone, is vital, you know, and just to tighten up that defence. And I think if you add in Hugh and Leo dropping in to protect the into the D to protect the defence is going to be a key part of the game next day. I think that along with the kick outs are going to be key to see who comes out on top. There's one thing impressed me a lot this year about Donegal was the way they closed down the opposition kick outs. I think if they can force Niall Morgan to go long the next day and close down his shorts and force him to go, Donegal have plenty big men around the middle where you've got Michael Langan, Leo, Oran McNeillis, these boys, and if we can force Tyrone to go long with the kick-outs, I think we can do damage and allow the likes of Ryan McHugh and these boys to pick up the brakes and go straight in the attack again.
And tell me, in terms of the key battles, where do you see them?
I think
put it this way, who are the danger men for Tyrone in your eyes?
Well, I don't know the key battle. I think both teams are, because they're so efficient on the ball now that they never give possession away, and both teams are very good, fast, quick forwards that can cause bother. And I think for me, the number one battle is going to be that kick-outs. You know, and as I say, we're closing down Oregon short kick-outs, and if you can throw them, probably looking at Sean Patton too, and he's had a very good season up to date, and it's a big, big game for him in his first season, and he'll probably be looking to do the same, close down his kickouts and trying to put pressure on him. But I suppose then Murphy would be the other key man for Donegal. I think he's been playing very well this year. You know, if we get another big performance from him on Sunday, I think it'll be the key for Donegal going on to win this game.
And you mentioned obviously Michael out around the middle of the field. Would you be tempted to maybe put him in full forward for a while, or put him in certainly early for full forward?
Well, so one thing about Tyrone is that they'll pull that man back behind the ball. It's very hard to get room inside, but definitely I'd like to see him rotate in and out. I felt against Dublin, like the amount of work he put in the first half was outrageous, and he probably tired a little bit in the second half. And I think it's key that we try and keep him as fresh as possible for as much of the game as possible, and probably rotating him inside. And Tyrone, I'd like to see him go in there either. They'll drop more down back in front of him, to allow more room for our runners to attack as well. So I'd definitely like to see him on the edge of the square in odd time, but I think he's a great option out around the middle, and he's just a calming influence on the ball when he gets possession out there as well.
And Dom Corrigan, Michael Murphy in at full forward or midfield?
Oh, I'd say you'll see him in at full forward quite a bit of the time, but as Colm said there, he's so influential no matter where he is in the pitch, so there's no way that Donegal will keep him in there if he's been snuffed out completely, so they'll want him on the ball. I suppose an over-reliance on Michael for scores, you know, he scored 9 or 10 points there against Roscommon. I think Donegal's going to certainly need other men chipping in. You know, they need the likes of Ryan McHugh and Michael Langan and all these players weighing in with scores, because the one thing about Tyrone, they don't have that marquee scorer now, and they're not relying on one player in particular for their scores. Their scores can come from anywhere. I think against Dublin they had about 8 or 10 different scorers. So, you know, that's a plus for them. But for me, you know, for the two teams on Sunday, it's a massive game. And the player that's, you know, player of substance is going to step up to the plate on Sunday. It's a kind of a game, you know, put up or shut up. You know, there's been a lot written about a whole lot of players, and maybe at times a little bit too much written without delivering the performances on the big stage. For these players, I know there's not too many on the pitch on Sunday that have All-Ireland medals. There's a few on the Donegal team, and that's it, I think. So for the younger players and the players who want to make a name for themselves, Sunday is the day to do it. And it'll be very interesting to see who steps up to the plate, who delivers the performance at the heat of the battle, because that's what it's going to be. As John said here, it's going to be a real, real battle on Sunday. It'll be a serious game. It's, you know, it's probably one of the most eagerly looked forward to games for a long, long time, certainly in Ulster anyway, and beyond that. And I think all of us, all Gaelic footballers around Ireland, are looking to see a real classic to match the hurlers, because the hurlers reckon we are not playing any game that's worth talking about at all after the feast that was served up in Croke Park last weekend. So I think for Gaelic football, we need a real, real, real thriller on Sunday, and I think we'll get it in Ballybofey, and I just think Tyrone will edge a very close contest.
Before we just go back to John Lynch for a final wrap-up, just Paddy McBearty, we were mentioning him earlier. Well, he will be part of a star-studded panel in Ballybofey on Sunday for a special up for the match in Jackson's Hotel. That's on Sunday afternoon. It's before the Donegal and Tyrone game in McCool Park. It's in Jackson's Hotel. It's a fundraiser, basically, for Donegal GA3 Training Fund. It's at 12 o'clock. And, Patrick underwent surgery last week, but he's on the road to recovery. 1992 All-Ireland winning captain Anthony Molloy, Colin McFadden, our guest here tonight, former John Lynch as well, Brian McGuigan, and former Armagh forward Oisin McConville. They're all on the panel, of course. On the MC for the night is Charlie Collin. The forum starts at 12. It should be over by 2, and of course it's a 3:30 throw-in in McCool Park on Sunday. John Lynch, are you expecting a classic?
I don't know if it'll be a classic there, Tom. There's a lot at stake here, and I suppose the two teams have been criticised for years of being defensive. So I can't see a classic, Tom. I can see a lot of high-intensity football being played. Dominic's on the ball there, really is. Dominic has been managing in Tyrone for years, and he knows what Tyrone's about. And a lot of stuff that he's saying is very true. Tyrone need to have their big players coming out, Tom. The big players need to perform. They haven't performed, and he's spot on there with that. So a classic, Tom, I don't see a classic, but I can see, Tom, a game that will be very intriguing. It'll our imaginations will be well and truly pulled apart by what's going on Sunday, because at the end of the day, two very shrewd managers will set their team up, Tom, to be attacking and defensive. So I would say, Tom, the way it'll go on Sunday will be the referee will be called upon on quite a few occasions, because I suppose when you look at it, Tom, there's been a wee bit of stuff talked about protection of players and stuff, and I feel it was wrong to bring that up, because at the end of the day, all players need protection. And I know that you know, Donegal all said that Boner had talked about McHugh being not being protected, and I feel that, Tom, listen, all players need protected, and that's the bottom line. And the referee, in my opinion, has a big role to play on Sunday, and the pressures put on him will be unreal. And like that, to me, would be wrong. Them things are wrong to say. Them things, you know, in public is wrong for referees, because we all have to remember that these boys are amateur referees, and when it comes to a game like this, you know, it's such a tight game, Tom, that when the pressure's put on them, things can happen, and they're put in a position sometimes in the heat of the game and stuff, and I feel that.
John, we're going to have to stop you there. Unfortunately, the clock has beaten us. Before we finish, just quickly to Colin McFadden. Colin, in a word, Donegal or Tyrone?
I'll go with the heart and say Donegal by 2 points, Tom.
So that's it. Colin McFadden giving the verdict to Donegal by 2 points. Everybody expecting a close game. My thanks to Dom Corrigan, to John Lynch, to Colin McFadden, Adrian Sweeney, and earlier to Ryan Ferry, who did the interview with Hugh McFadden, and also to Mickey Hart, who joined us as well. That's about it from me. My thanks to Paul McDevitt, and again, thanks to Pugh McCann for lending the extra half hour from this week's GAA programme. Gujian Shockton, Shahogan, Slonagas Bannock.
The GAA programme is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.